Welcome, welcome. My name is DJ Missy Aggravation. I'm usually on Tuesdays from noon to 2, but I'm here on this beautiful Saturday from noon right now. It's 11:59 a.m. until 2 p.m. So, similar schedule. I'm very excited. I have a lot of really fun stuff to spin today. Vinylthon is very exciting. Record Store Day is very exciting. I did make it down to Record Store Day this morning. I filled out my wish list at Pure Pop. And I got my second and third choices, which I'm still debating if I'm going to go scoop them up. They hold them until 3 p.m., which is really cool. But my first choice was that Weezer 1192, some demos. Weezer's original bassist, Matt Sharp, found their tapes of, I think it was their first recording session ever in his basement, and had them remastered. So obviously I need that as Weezer's biggest fan. And I wasn't able to get it at Pure Pop, but after I got my list back at 10 a.m., I ran across the street to Burlington Records, waited in line for about 20 minutes, and they had one copy. So I got it. I listened to the first side. It's incredible. It sounds way, way, way better than I thought it would. It's really awesome, and we're definitely going to hear some of that later today. But to start us off, I have some Gang of Four, awesome British punk dance band. Love them. I wasn't going to start with them initially, but the DJ before me left some Smiths on, so I thought it was appropriate to stay in the British realm. And I have some more Smiths later. And I have Morrissey too, because, you know, it didn't really dawn on me until this morning that I can play whatever I want, because we are throwing our Hot 100 Billboard rule out the window. So we can play anything that's charted. So don't worry, we will be hearing Sweethead later in the set. But to start us off, we have It's Her Factory by Gang of Four. And this is a live album I picked up while I was in Rome, Italy, over spring break. And all the tracks on here are really awesome. But we're going to start off with this. Hope you enjoy.
Modern. Let's spit at the group. Show how modern we are. Yeah. Oh, look. I got him in the face. What a shot. What a shit.
The preceding material presented here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of this station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399, and thank you for tuning in to Your Better Alternative, 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Of course, it wouldn't be one of my shows without accidentally letting a curse word slip through. And that's the magic of vinyl. Sometimes we don't know what's on there until we listen. And I have listened to all these records, but sometimes I forget, especially with these live tracks that, you know, the lyrics may look clean when you Google them, but there's ad-libbing and fun stuff. And that track's really fun. I did cut it short because I don't know what else is going to pop up on there. But the band completely changed the lyrics, or the lead singer changed the lyrics after a fan in the crowd was spitting on people, so was just addressing him throughout the entire song instead of singing the actual lyrics, which I think is really fun. Up next, we have a band that I really don't normally play because they're kind of hard to play. And, you know, my concept of popular music, I try not to play popular music on my show. And I feel like this song is not known by many people at all. But within its own little community, people know it, and it's one of this band's most popular songs, so I've never played it. But obviously this is never charted, and I definitely could play this on my regular show. But I'm going to play it for you right now, and that is Kerosene by Big Black off of their album Atomizer. This album is from the WRUV collection, not my own personal, although I'd really like to steal it, but I don't think Abby would be very happy with me if I did. So here's Kerosene. Enjoy.
Kerosene around, find something to do. Kerosene around, set me on fire!
That was Kerosene by Big Black from their album Atomizer, as I said, found in the WRUV stacks. We'll probably have some more Big Black later, but debatable. I'm still deciding. It's kind of fun doing vinyl because it's really flying by the seat of your pants and just, I mean, I guess I could have planned out more, but I think it's more fun to just pick things that kind of go together or maybe don't go together. This next track is from Ted Nugent's debut self-titled album. I never played Ted Nugent on my show. I don't agree with his beliefs as a person. It's very much separate the art from the artist. He's a big one for that. Not a fan of him, but I love this album. And I love getting ready to this album. Like when I'm doing my makeup, getting ready to meet my friends for a fun night out on the weekend, I listen to this album and it makes me feel like a badass. And it just kind of gets me hype for going out, even though I'm not going to hear any music like that when I'm downtown. But yeah, I've also never played this because I think Stranglehold has definitely charted. And I'm not going to play Stranglehold because it's 8 minutes long, but I am going to play Stormtroopin', another really awesome track, similar to Big Black in the sense that it's just loud and fun and really great guitar. So here is Stormtroopin' by Ted Nugent. Enjoy. And that was the end of Stranglehold. Incredible song. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Here we go. Was Stormtroopin' by Ted Nugent. That is a record I picked up also while I was in Rome over spring break. Found it used for 10 euro, so probably like 13 bucks in American money. And I was happy to find that because, like I said, I love the album. Don't love Ted Nugent. Don't want to give him any money. So I was happy to find it at an independent used record store. Speaking of independent used record stores, today is record store day. So if you haven't gone downtown yet, you definitely should. I'm sure inventory is running low in terms of the exclusive things that have come out today, but you can go down. I know there's a ton of deals at Pure Pop. I'm not sure about Burlington Records, but they had what I was looking for this morning, so definitely go check out both their stores. They're pretty much right across from each other. Pure Pop is on, I don't know what road that is. I guess South Winooski. I don't know. But Burlington Records is on College Street across from Finnegan's, and Pure Pop is right around the corner closer to Main Street. Can't miss them. I'm sure there's lines at both stores still. But yeah, support local, buy used records, and support independent mom-and-pop businesses always. Up next, we have a couple special records from a family member of mine. My cousin's uncle had passed away, Uncle Doug, a year or so ago, and she reached out to me and said that he had some records and offered to give them to me so that I could bring them to WRUV and play them for you all. So this first one from his collection is Foreigner from their album Head Games. This is Love on the Telephone.